This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We'll begin, as we have so very, very many times in the past couple of years, with Greece. There was a big meeting in Berlin today, Angela Merkel for the Germans, Alexis Tsipras for the Greeks, amid reports that Greece has only enough cash on hand left to last for another couple of weeks. It seems then an apt occasion for another installment of our semi-regular series that we call...
What's up?
What's up?
What the f***, Europe?
All right, so that is a slight change, as you might have noticed if you're a close listener, because really, what is going on over there anyway? We've got Marketplace's Stephen Beard on the line from London to do a little explaining for us. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
First things first, what do we know about this meeting between Tsipras and Chancellor Merkel?
He didn't get any money out of her.
Shocking.
Yes, but in fact... that was never in the cards for today, at least. I mean, that would be a decision by the all 19 members of the Eurozone. Today's meeting was really about building bridges, repairing the incredibly damaged relations between Greece and Germany. I mean, it's the relationship between the two governments has become absolutely toxic in recent weeks. The Greeks have been incredibly rude and insulting about the Germans while asking them for some money.
It goes back, this disagreement does. I mean, World War II now is being brought up again in a substantive and not nice way. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, no, the Greeks have dusted down an old claim for reparations for Nazi atrocities against Greece during World War II. That has played very badly in Germany, because they say this issue was settled years ago. But also they feel linking the Eurozone debt crisis with Nazi atrocities is a step too far. Further, the Greeks have threatened to confiscate German property in Greece, including holiday homes, if they don't get their money. What's really enraged the Germans and indeed, actually, the rest of Europe was a threat from the Greek defense minister recently that Greece might open up its borders and let in a flood of illegal immigrants into Europe, which he said might include many jihadis. Well, that's gone down extremely badly in a continent that's suffered a string of Islamic terrorist attacks this year.
You know that old saying about how if you owe the bank $100, it's your problem, and if you owe the bank $1 million, it's the bank's problem?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If you magnify that here, that's kind of where we are. So the question is, do the Greeks have any leverage?
The Greeks believe they have the nuclear option. They believe they've got their fingers on the button. They can default, crash out of the Eurozone, and they believe the currency union might then unravel, leaving German taxpayers nursing multi-billion dollar losses on all their loans to the rest of the Eurozone. But the German government has been saying quietly behind the scenes, don't you believe it? If Greece leaves the euro, the union won't fall apart. There are enough firewalls in place now to prevent contagion. And 59%, according to a recent opinion poll, 59% of the German public want Greece to leave the eurozone. So initially, a Greek departure might be popular in Germany. But the Greeks, you know, they're probably right. The German government wouldn't want to tempt fate. They really would prefer Greece to stay.
It's the whole face-saving thing, right?
Yes, and it's also it's fear of the unknown. Yeah. They really don't know what will happen if Greece does leave.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London for us. Thank you, Stephen.
My pleasure, Kai.